I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side, speaking with Don and Donna. It seems like fishing's picking up in the last week.
Fourth of July week, like I mentioned, last Thursday when we talked, there were abundance of people out there. They were getting some reports of some smaller perch. If you use the traditional perch fishing techniques and get to some of your favorite spots, a lot of 6 to 8 inch perch being seen. Guys that were getting out there pulling crankbaits were picking up some walleyes and also some of the larger perch that were 9 inches or better. But it seems like after Sunday, Monday, the lake got really quiet. I don't know if it's a combination of storms in the area or the extreme heat, but just not seeing much boating activity out there. I'm hoping that this weekend it'll kick in again. When we have more people out there, of course, there's more to report. When there's not very many people come through the bait shop, it's hard to share information.
Donna, did the hail or rain miss or hit your area?
We had a shower go north of us about 3 miles. It had some heavy rain in it. I did not hear any damage that direction. And then, of course, the thunderstorms that hit Watertown. But there was one that went through Millbank just to the south of us a little ways. They got about an inch of rain. We didn't get maybe just a handful of raindrops. That was it.
Well, Don at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Marty Burkhardt on the phone from the Watertown Trap and Skeet Club, and kind of a special day on Saturday. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're going to have our July shoot, and this year we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to incorporate a steak fry with it. We had a gentleman donate some ribeye steaks to us and for a fundraiser for the club. And so what we're going to do is we have a four-event shoot, and you can shoot one event or four events. But if you shoot all four events, the ribeye steak meal is free. And we're going to shoot a 50-trap, 50-wobble-trap, doubles, and 50 skeet. And if you shoot all four of those events, they're $10 per event, and you get your ribeye steak meal for free. If you want to shoot just one or two events, there'll be a slight fee for the meal, and we'll have all the other fixings and salads and whatnot to go along with it. This is open to the public. We encourage anyone who would like to come out and shoot. You don't have to be a member, and come out and enjoy the day. After we have the meal, usually around 5 o'clock or so, we'll do a bunch of fun shoots. We'll do some Annie Oakley's and maybe some Follow the Leader and things like that. I know a lot of the guys, they really enjoy when we get the fun shoots going in the evening.
The Trap and Skeet Club is 1 mile west and about a half a mile north of Kempiska Lodge. And Marty, if they have some information, can they give you a call?
You bet. They can call me at 605-880-4184. Again, 605-880-4184.
Well, now we head down to the Hamlin County Conservation Officer's place in Esteline, Dan Sternhagen. And Dan, as far as fishing, is it still pretty much Ponset and Albert, and which of those two have been best?
Both lakes are, doing about the same as what it was last a couple weeks. Maybe slow down a little bit. What lake is best? I'd say it's still the norm that if you want to catch, bigger fish, go to Albert. If you want to catch smaller fish, go to Ponset. But the numbers on Ponset are definitely not as what it was earlier this year. Definitely slowed down. I have heard of a few reports of perch coming off of both lakes on Ponset and Albert. Definitely nothing real promising, but definitely some coming out. So
it seems does anybody, I suppose it's mainly a spring bite when I used to fish them, but Mary and John in between Norden and Albert, just know maybe too many weeds to fish that from shore or boat?
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone try Mary. I have seen a couple boats on John, but yeah, I don't see repeat users, so I don't really know if they're out there catching fish, because you know, one would say if they're coming back day after day, they're out there for a reason then. So,
Dan, have you seen any broods of pheasants in your travels?
Oh, yeah. Been seeing a few broods. I probably saw one of the first broods that was reported in the state just west of Lake Norden. It was a really nice-sized brood. Had nine with her. So
wow.
Which was really good to see.
Yes.
You know, with all the haying of the ditches and whatnot, hopefully they find cover in other places. But I would think we're going to have a pretty good year, depending on how this heat plays out in July and August. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, the conservation officer out of Esteline, South Dakota, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices, the Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker, and first of all, right around Watertown here, Pelican, Goose Lake, Dry Lake, Kempeska, what's been happening?
Things were a little bit slower this week. We didn't see nearly as much fishing traffic as we've been seeing, especially on Goose Lake. Over the 4th of July weekend, we saw 30 or 40 boats out there every day, and we were probably closer to the 15-20 mark over the weekend, so that slowed down. Still catching some really quality fish, just not quite as many fish on Goose Lake. Pelican, been really quiet, not hardly any fishing pressure out there other than an occasional bullhead. We sure haven't seen much fish out of Pelican. And then Kempeska, seeing a lot of white bass, especially around the Jackson Park area, and those smaller walleye seem to still be biting all around the lake, and then maybe a few crappie across Stony Point there.
Do you ever, before Dry Lake, do you ever check people or see much fishing activity at Stink Lake, north of Long Lake, or Long Lake itself?
Stink and Long both this year have been really quiet. Traditionally in the spring, it's a really popular spot to go and wader fish, and this year we saw very limited traffic out there, but pretty consistent fish population to what we've seen in those bodies of water the last few years. Nice year class of fish over 20, but other than that, the younger fish seem to be under that 15-inch mark and make it pretty tough for anglers to get any kind of keepers.
Dry Lake's got to be tough by Florence to get boats in, doesn't it?
It really is. We'll see a few boats up there on the weekends, but I would guess that the water level at the end of the ramp is probably around 18 inches. So you got to have a pretty small boat to be able to float it off the trailer in 18 inches of water.
Anything over in Clark County lakes?
Clark County's been pretty quiet for Clark County, I guess. But there is some pretty good bites going on over there. Dry Lake number 2 is finally starting to pick up a little bit. Indian Springs has been a good fishery for the last month or so. And Reed Lake has been kind of a sleeper for guys to go up and catch some nice keeper fish as well.
Well, Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and I guess first of all, your fish surveys, are you continuing on last week and this week?
Yeah, those continue on. We'll go, basically till the end of summer. Last week, the crews were on Clear Lake down by Thomas. Good walleye population in there right now, as well as perch. Two size glasses of walleyes in there. There's somewhere on that 12, 13 inches, and then you got fish over 20 inches. So things look good there as far as walleye numbers. Antelope Lake up in Bay County, they're on that one. Pretty good walleye population. I'd say it's a moderate density, but not mostly bigger fish. Fish over, 15, 16 inches, and then some bigger fish as well. Didn't see a whole lot of perch, but there are a few around. This week, the crew's working up on Roy Lake as well as Enemy Swim. Enemy's been kind of a slow one. They're just not seeing a whole lot of nicer fish. They're seeing a fair number of small bluegills, as well as a few decent bluegills, but just looks like the numbers are down. And walleye numbers just doesn't appear like they're in the open water right now. Maybe they're up near shore because we know there's decent numbers of walleyes in the lake, but we're just not catching them. And then Roy Lake, we're seeing some nicer walleyes and a lot of small bluegills as well.
Well, as far as fishing, I understand Bitter 1 and Wabe 2, and then where else?
Yeah, those lakes are, you know, the top two continue to be. Sound like Wabe picked up again this past weekend. Good numbers of walleyes, pretty decent-sized fish, you know, on average catching 15, 16-inch fish. So, yeah, good numbers of walleyes as well as smallmouth bass being caught on Wabe. Bitter Lake, the bite continues to be really good. Really nice walleyes are coming out there. Problem we're having on that is double dipping. The daily limit is four. That does not mean you can go in the morning and then take your four and then come back in the afternoon and take another four. Four is your daily limit. You know, with four fish, that's considered a gross overbag, and you will lose your license for a year. So if you think about it, don't do it. And if you know some people that are doing it, please report it so you can get those people out of there that are doing it. As far as other bites, you know, opus is still going. Fair number of fish under 15 inches, but they are getting their fish over 15 inches. Lynn, some activity up there, you know, continues to be primarily some larger fish, you know, 20-inch plus fish that we're seeing on Lynn, as well as a few bluegills and a few crappies in that one.
Have you guys did any further test netting, or was that last year you did a little work on the muskie population?
This year we did not because that was at the time when those lakes were closed.
Okay.
The non-meander situation, so we didn't go in there this year. Hopefully next spring we'll be able to get back in there and do some more netting, testing of those muskies, see how they're going. Do continue to hear, you know, reports of people catching them. Primarily most people are releasing those fish, but there are, you know, a few being kept that are, you know, well over the 40-inch minimum.
Hey, Brian, how about Antelope Lake with the low water levels? Is that a ramp there and dock on the north side accessible?
You know, it's going to be tough. It was very tough this spring when we were trying to spawn walleyes in there. I know bigger boats are really struggling to get in there. I would, you know, if you go in there, definitely you want a smaller boat or, you know, a good roller trailer to be able to get in there because you're going to have to back probably the whole truck in the water.
Brian Blackwell, Dr. Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, test netting this time of the year, were you down south in your region?
Yeah, we were down on the Madison Lakes this week, Madison and Brant, we caught decent numbers of walleyes, some perch, you know, a few crappies, and a few other fish in the mix. You know, net catches weren't heavy or anything, but, you know, Madison's had a pretty good walleye population in it, and fishing's been pretty good all spring. The other lake that we were working on was Lake Sinai, and that was late last week, and I was out on that survey, and those catches look real good. Quite a few bigger fish, 20-inch plus fish all the way up to 28-inch fish, as well as a nice mix of crappies, smallmouth, a few perch. That looks really good. And in fact, when we got there at 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning, there were already 25 boats at the ramp, trailers at the ramp, and they've been getting limits of walleyes out there now. Most of the fish they're catching are in that 13 to 16 inch class, but fishing for walleyes really picked up right about that 4th of July time and has been good since. Also, they're getting quite a few nice big smallmouth with those walleyes, so that's kind of been a hot spot in the region right now.
Traveling south, any other lakes kind of contributing to good fishing?
You know, it's been a little quieter further south. You know, Campbell's kind of quieted down. The Madison Lakes have been pretty quiet. Oakwood is still putting out some fish. They had their walleye league last night, and I didn't see the results yet, but I know the guys pre-fishing. It wasn't easy fishing, but they were getting some nice walleyes both on east and West Oakwood. I think Lake Thompson is still putting out some good catches of walleyes there. Further south, Beaver Lake for a while there down right by Humboldt, was putting out some actual limits of walleyes down there. So that was pretty good. I think they're picking up some fish at Twin Lake. Of course, that's that trophy lake where you have to release most of what you catch. So there's still some pretty good fishing to be had around the region right now.
Dave, from basically generally, is water levels good for boats in and out from Brookings to Lake Thompson all the way to Sioux Falls?
You know, I talked to the guys about that, our crew about that this week, and they said it's just highly variable around the region. You know, Lake Thompson is pretty low. It went into the summer low. You know, it didn't get a ton of runoff last winter, and so it's down there. And then we have other lakes right now. You know, I think the Madison lakes are pretty full, and you know, Lake Sinai is definitely full right now. So it's really highly variable around the region.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls. Thank you. Now we travel out to the Whitlock Bay area, Pro Guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, as far as where have you been finding the walleyes up north of 212 Bridge this week?
Yeah, most of the activity, Don, has taken place like in that cast area around Swan Creek. And I shouldn't say activity, probably the best bite. There's people fishing all over. We're kind of fishing down south right now, checking some stuff out. And just not nearly as many fish south, you know, bushes and on down. We did find a couple of good schools yesterday and managed to get our limit, but boy, it's just far and few between. Further north you go, it just seems like there's just a lot more fish, more places, and it's a lot more forgiving. You can be out shallow or deep and catch fish up that way.
The Whitlock Tournament, what was the formula that some of the winning fishermen used, or where?
Well, I know Lee Allen, they won the first day, and their key to success was fishing pretty shallow, dirty water. But day two, their fish won't cooperate nearly as good, and I guess they left like at 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning to go try another spot. Another team came in and fished behind them and did manage to pull some fish in the area where they were at. So it's just, I don't know, kind of a patience thing. And worms seem to be working good. I know they had creek chubs and leeches and everything else. But I think it's more importantly, you just need to find a good school of active fish.
Well, if you're fishing now down towards Piermore, what's the surface temp there on the water?
You know, it's no different than it is up here at Whitlock's. We're running that 74, 75 degree. Thing that amazes me in these hot days, these fish are still staying alive in these live well tanks. Uh-huh. And we're pumping that warm surface water on them. So, you know, it doesn't make much sense to me. In the old days, they'd die off soon as that surface water hit 74, 75. But fish are keeping really good. So there's something, must be some cooler water, some thermoclines of cooler water floating around.
And the salmon bite, anything going on above the dam at Pier?
You know, I haven't really heard any stories. I know some guys have been trying it and have very little success. I guess one guy I know did catch one, but he's been out like three times.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chuck Krause, Whitlock Bay Pro Guide, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.